techniques of boosting your sales and marketing skills through motivation. Have you ever heard the motivational speeches of Nazir Khan? Nazir Khan is a leading and enthusiastic motivational speaker for sales who can drive a sense of encouragement in the sales employees and let them achieve higher milestones. If you still need to attend Nazir Khan's sessions, visit because it's worth attending. So, what does Nazir Khan say about boosting sales and marketing skills through motivation? Do you want to know? Read this exciting and comprehensive blog to get into the world of the best motivational speaker in India, Nazir Khan. Empowering your sales team to its best. When you attend the speeches of Nazir Khan, you will feel the positive vibrations all around. Isn't it like a magical spell? But that's true. Optimistic speaking and thinking both create a positive aura around us. The positivity lets us move in the right direction and do the proper and fruitful deeds. So, while encouraging sales personnel in an organization, the leader must have a positive mindset, just like Nazir Khan. Nazir Khan has delivered millions of speeches on boosting sales through motivation, achieving stairs of success with a firm belief that has motivated ample individuals and made them grow optimally. Today, we'll share some techniques inspired by Nazir Khan's exquisite speeches that help boost sales and marketing skills in sales personnel. As we all know, confidence, self-esteem, and a solid belief to handle clients effectively are essential for a sales job. But due to lack of motivation, some or the other area needs to catch up and hampers the growth of the employee and the organization. So, take a subtle glimpse at a few necessary points to enhance your sales team's sales skills through motivation. Setting clear goals or targets for your team will help them get a purpose and direction towards work. Rewards and recognition are crucial in encouraging employees to perform excellently. For example, appreciating the employees or increasing their pay makes them highly motivated and encourages them to work with more dedication. Instead of scolding the employees for their mistakes, focus on your input first. If you, as a leader, have delivered the correct input, the output will be remarkable, and an improper input may prove unfruitful. So, it's better to provide practical training to the employees before judging them for their non-up-to-the-mark tasks. Provide your employees with ownership. For example, in a sales team, if an employee is converting a higher number of clients and making a significant number of calls, give them a chance to lead a team. Offering a degree of autonomy will encourage the employee and other team members. Provide regular feedback to your team and reviews on the performance, and appreciate the hard-working employees for their excellent work. Conclusively, to learn more about motivational techniques or to taste the flavor of motivation, connect with Nazir Khan and get enlightened with positivity and a successful future.